Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Nechama Goldman, and today we will be studying Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Yud Bet, Chapter 12. This chapter brings us back to a time described in Shmuel Aleph, Chapter 27, when David was on the run attempting to flee King Shaul, who was trying to kill him, as he sensed that his days as king were numbered. David had already been anointed by Shmuel, but it was not widely known, and Shaul was trying very hard to stay in power. David realized that he could not stay in the land of Israel, so he fled to the Philistine territory, where he was able to convince the king, Achish, to give him a tract of land outside of his city called Ziklag. Perhaps the king thought something along the lines of, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend," and felt it would be advantageous to have David on his side against Shaul. David used his position there to attack enemies of Israel in the surrounding areas without the knowledge of the Philistines. The Navi tells us that David had amassed a band of 600 men who followed him to Ziklag and supported him in his pursuits. Our chapter in Divrei Hayamim lists many of those warriors who defected from Shaul and joined him in his self-imposed exile. Verse 1 states, Ve'ela haba'im el David, Letziklag od atzur mipnei Shaul ben Kish, vehema bagiborim ozrei hamilchama. And these are the ones who came to David to Ziklag, where he was still hiding from Shaul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men who aided the war. The Ralbag tells us that Ezra placed this here to show the many people from Binyamin who joined David at this time, and also to show how Hashem protected David during this time. Verse 2 uses an unusual word to describe how the warriors were armed. Noshke keshet mayaminim umasmilim ba'avanim uvachitzim ba'kashet me'ache Shaul mibinyamin. Armed with bows, shooting with the right and left hands, with stones and with arrows in the bow of Shaul's brethren of Binyamin. The word noshke is more familiar to us from Shir HaShirim, where it means kisses, not weapons. Shir HaShirim Rabbah explains that when the verse there in chapter 1, verse 2, states, Yishakeni minishikot, it could be saying, arm me with weapons, instead of kiss me with kisses. The Midrash quotes Rabbi Shimon bar Rav Nachman to say that the words of Torah, which are metaphoric kisses, are compared to weapons. Just as weapons allow the owner to survive in times of war, so too do words of Torah allow those who toil over them to endure. Radak explains that the warriors were ambidextrous and able to fight with both their right and left hands. He also stresses that these men who joined David were relatives of Shaul and wanted to help David despite the fact that Shaul was still alive. After listing the Benjamites that joined David, it now records those from the tribe of Gad. Umin Hagadi, Nivdalu el David, Lamitzad Midbara, Gibore Hachael, Anshe Tzava, Lamilchama, Orche Tzina, Viromach, Upne Arye, Pnehem, Vichitzvaim, Al Haharim, Lamaher. And some of the Gadites were separated to David to the stronghold of the desert, valiant warriors, soldiers for battle who could handle shield and spear, and whose faces were like the faces of lions and as swift as gazelles on the mountains. This trait of God as valiant warriors was evident from Jacob's blessing to his son God at the end of Bereshit in chapter 49, verse 19, when he is described as a troop will troop forth from him, and it will troop back in its tracks. Mitzudat David explains that when it says they were separated, it means from Shaul, as they defected to David's side. Their lion faces means that they looked fierce and scary. Verse 16 describes the effort they put into joining David and his men. Elehem asher avru et hayarden b'chodesh harishon, v'hu memalei al kol gedotav, v'yavrichu et kol ha'amakim l'mizrach v'lamarav. These are the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month when it was overflowing all its banks, and they put all the valley dwellers to fight to the east and to the west. Mitzudat David explains that the Jordan River was full due to the snow melting in the first month, which is Nisan. Despite the tiring work crossing the Jordan, they were still able to make the people in the valley flee from them. The next group mentioned to join David and his forces are the sons of Binyamin and Yehuda. Rashi explains this unusual alliance since the sons of Binyamin would be from the same tribe as Shaul. And there came some of the sons of Binyamin and Yehuda up to the stronghold to David, to the stronghold where David was hiding from Shaul. And they took David's sister's son with them, because the sons of Binyamin were concerned that David might think that the sons of Binyamin had come to bind him and deliver him into Shaul's hands. Therefore, they took Amasa with them to David, and also some of David's kinsmen from the rest of Yehuda, as it is written, some of the sons of Binyamin and Yehuda, in order that David would see that they came with them in good faith, so that he should not suspect them of anything. David does express some skepticism at their arrival in verse 18. Vayetze David lifnehem, vaya'an, vayomer lahem, im l'shalom batam elai l'azreni, yeli aleichem levav liachad, v'im l'ramotani l'tzarai, belo chamas v'chapai, yere Elohe avotenu v'yochich. And David came out before them, and he answered and said to them, if you have come to me in peace to help me, my heart will be upon you as one. But if you have come to betray me to my adversaries, although there is no injustice in my hands, may the God of our forefathers see and reprove. The Malbim explains that his words were actually a prayer to Hashem, who sees what is hidden in the heart, to allow him to know their true intentions. If they came with peace and to help him, Hashem should place in David's heart to love them and readiness to unite with them. If they came to deceive David, Hashem should place in his heart to not let his guard down. David is convinced of their positive intents in verse 19. V'ruach lavsha et amasai, rosh hashalishim lecha David v'imcha ben Yishai shalom. Shalom lecha v'shalom leozrecha, ki azarcha elokecha v'yikablem David v'yitnem v'rashe hagedud. And a spirit enwrapped Amasai, the chief of the officers, to you, David, and with you, O son of Jesse, peace, peace to you, and peace to your helper, for your God has helped you. And David received them and placed them at the head of the troop. The next group that defected to David were from the tribe of Manasseh. This was at an interesting time in David's alliance with Achish, the king of the Philistines. Malbim explains that this occurred in Shmuel Aleph, chapter 29, when Achish was going out to war against Shaul and asked David to join him. Achish's officers realized the conflict of interest involved and did not trust David to remain on their side during battle against Shaul and his men. They insisted David return to his place at Ziklag. As they were returning, it was these men from the tribe of Manasseh that they encountered and who joined their camp. When they arrived back at Ziklag, as recounted in Shmuel Aleph chapter 30, they saw that the Amalekites had raided their camp and captured all the women and children. Rashi explains that the men from Manasseh helped them to rescue everyone from the Amalekites. More people continued to defect to David's camp until verse 23 tells us it became huge, like a camp of God. They arrived in Hebron to anoint David as king. In addition to the tribes mentioned, more men from Yehuda are counted, and also Shimon. There were also many Levi'im and Kohanim, including Jehoiada, who was called a ruler of Aaron in verse 28, and was the father of Benayahu, mentioned in the last chapter. Also listed are the number of men from Binyamin, Ephraim, Manasseh, Yisachar, Zvulun, Naphtali, Dan, Asher, Reuven, Gad, and the other half of Manasseh. All of Israel united to crown David over all Israel. As we read in verse 39, Kol Ela Anshe Melchama Odre Maracha Belevav Shalem Bau Chavrona Lehamlich Et David Al Kol Yisrael Vegam Kol Sherit Yisrael Lev Echad Lehamlich Et David. All these were men of war setting up the battle array. Wholeheartedly they came to Hebron to crown David over all Israel, and also the entire remnant of Israel was of one heart to crown David. They all celebrated for 3 days in Hebron to happily anoint David as king over one united nation of Bnei Israel. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.